This is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com.
And this is James Evan Pilato of MediaMonarchy.com, and we both welcome you to the 40th episode of The New World Next Week, our weekly video series that breaks down the current stories and what's going down for real in alternative news and open source intelligence. Some of the things we want to do, I guess, in honor of this 40th episode is first mention NewWorldNextWeek.com is now available for you. You can get the episodes in full quality video, and you can get them sent to your pod catcher or device of choice, and it's something that we can't do through YouTube. So, James, the other thing we're going to do in honor of this 40th episode is, of course, take on what is the story of the week, of the month, and that would be the WikiLeaks story. And we saw this building, and we saw even the week before the Washington Post expose, Top Secret America, and James, that was a story on the previous episode that we declined to cover, the Washington Post Top Secret America story. But now here we are with a story so massive, it was on even the front of our own local paper here, the Oregonian. It had folks at work talking about it, people who would just rather be probably talking about whatever kind of pop culture stuff. Everyone is talking about the WikiLeaks Afghan war log story. So let's just, if folks have been living under a rock, say, for the last few days, we'll give them the quick breakdown from the Associated Press. Largest intel leak in history. WikiLeaks leaks drops Afghan war diaries. Some 90,000 leaked U.S. military records posted online Sunday, July 25th, amount to a blow-by-blow account of 6 years of the Afghanistan war, including unreported incidents of Afghan civilian killings as well as covert operations against Taliban figures. The online whistleblower WikiLeaks.org posted the documents on its website Sunday. The New York Times, the London Guardian, and the German weekly Der Spiegel were given early access to the documents, and they all published them simultaneously this past Sunday, July 25th. The White House condemned the document disclosure, saying it, quote, put the lives of Americans and our partners at risk. James, this is so multi-layered, multi-tiered, so multifaceted. How do you want to start this off?
Well, I just want to commend all of the alternative news sites that are, I think, giving this the type of skeptical coverage that it deserves, because I was a little bit worried when this story first hit that people were going to be accepting it unquestioningly, which is dangerous at any time for any information. And I'm glad to see there is such skepticism about this story coming out from a lot of different sources, because I think there's been a certain tendency to treat WikiLeaks and Julian Assange as some kind of second coming of Christ in recent months, that this is going to be the organization that will save humanity. And I have to admit, I played into that a little bit with some of my earlier coverage of WikiLeaks earlier this year, although it was never my intention to set them up as the organization that's going to save the world. But obviously, there has been a lot of glowing coverage of them. And I started to have a little bit more of a suspicious eye towards them with the collateral murder release. Not necessarily the video itself, but the PR that surrounded the release of that video, I thought was 80 times more hype than it really deserved. And it seemed like a big sort of press media manipulation type exercise that worked very well for WikiLeaks in particular, but didn't seem to, I don't know, deliver the goods, so to speak, because it didn't actually change very much in terms of the discourse going on about the war. And now we have this, which, again, is being hyped like it's the most incredible manna from heaven that has just been released, when it, you know, 92,000 documents, unbelievable, amazing, unthinkable, that just confirm everything we already know and just further the war on terror narrative in so many ways. Mm-hmm. But I'm interested in your take on this and what you think may have actually been revealed here, if anything at all.
Well, and I think as we wanted to mention some of the great alternative media sites and writers, you know, some of the great work being done on this is done by our friend, actually, Jeff Long at rockcreekfreepress.com. And his site, Redacted News, has a great take on this. Of course, Cryptogon.com, even Glenn Greenwald, Chris Floyd, all around the spectrum, a lot of folks have, fortunately, taken this kind of with a grain of salt in all that it entails. James, you and I both noted that last week, in relation to the Washington Post's Top Secret America story, that Jeremy Scahill put it quite correctly and simply saying corporate media discloses everything we already knew. So in other breaking news, Iraq had no weapons of mass destruction. That what we're basically seeing here is the same corporate-controlled media who led us to these wars based on lies, based on proven falsehoods, and now we're supposed to be so thankful that they're now reporting on an organization doing the work that they're supposed to be doing in the first place. That's a huge take for me. And what we see and what we will mention, and on MediaMonarchy.com, I have a massive data dump of a lot of updates related to this WikiLeaks story. And I think therein lies a lot of the things to flesh this story out. It essentially points to coming war with Pakistan. It says Osama bin Laden might still be alive. It essentially does everything to reaffirm and to confirm the Obama size Afghan surge last December. And what do we see? They've already gotten their way. The Afghan war got their junky fix of even more cash infusion. Again, as all of these things start to fall apart, we still see it somehow all progressing. But in some of these headlines and some of these other links that we implore folks to check out, because as Cryptagon says on this story, treat every source as disinfo and do the research for yourself. And we're saying that as well. Don't take our word for any of this. Do the research for yourself. When we get into the back end of this, we see, and some of the folks are pointing out, the connections between WikiLeaks and George Soros and some of these things in the background. James?
Absolutely. That's exactly right. I don't know whether Assange is a stalking horse for Soros or whether WikiLeaks is some sort of intelligence cutout. I have no inside information. I don't know. But at the very, very least, the most generous we could be with WikiLeaks is to say that they use every possible opportunity to hype themselves and hype their organization and take their website offline to plead more money, more money. We need more money to do what we're doing. And then take their website offline, or they'll put up one or two documents and that'll be all that'll be there, or all sorts of things like that. They even let their secure online form for leaking documents to them. They let that expire for a couple of weeks and then renewed it, and now they say it's secure again. But as John Young from Krypton.org points out, it would be very easy for anyone with any computer knowledge whatsoever to track leaks that are coming through that WikiLeaks website. So the fact that they're hyping themselves as some sort of extremely secure organization again makes it very suspicious. And again, we just need to take it with a grain of salt, take all information with a grain of salt. And I think there's been an excellent editorial from spikedonline.com, of all places, about truth versus information. And basically the idea that's being set up with this WikiLeaks phenomenon is the idea that information itself, just raw information, is somehow equivalent to truth. But that's not the case, and as we know, there is a lot of work to be done in contextualizing information to make it valuable, and that there's no organization that's going to come from on high and hand you all of the information you need. You have to work for it, you have to contextualize it, you have to put it into a narrative that makes sense. And until there are more and more alternative points that are doing that, we're going to be lost as a society. So it's good to see there is a lot of critical reaction about this. But another aspect of this I want to touch on is the idea that this is going to be used as a further crackdown on the internet. So maybe you have some more to say about that.
It kind of, to me, kind of ties in that we see the corporate media, and we had the recent CNN talking heads talking about restricting the internet. We've seen the White House even sort of allude and even say explicitly that maybe this WikiLeaks Afghan war diaries came from someone hacking into government computers. This is all going to come back around to restricting internet freedom, because as this plays out to Joe 12-pack in America, it can be sold as those damn hackers got in and they're putting our soldiers at risk. So they will have no problem going along with a crackdown on the web. It also feeds back into the corporate-controlled media that they are the masters. They are the purveyors of real truth. And all those silly bloggers and conspiracy theorists and citizen journalists, those are all frauds that can't be trusted. And you have to get your news from an alphabet agency.
Right. Well, again, one of the people I'd like to direct people to is John Young of Krypton.org, who's had a lot of really good things to say about this. And he talks about authoritative information and the people who try to purvey the fact that they're giving authoritative information. And he's very questioning and skeptical of anyone claiming to have authoritative information. So I think that's an important aspect of this, that we have to question all information. And certainly if people want to, they can check out my earlier conversation with John Young of WikiLeaks from earlier this year about John Young of Cryptome about WikiLeaks from earlier this year. So lots of great information out there about this, and I'm glad to see people are treating it skeptically.
Absolutely. Absolutely. As we wrap up this 40th episode of The New World next week, we send a huge thanks to folks who have helped make these videos as big as they are, and we ask for your continued support. And again, remind you about newworldnextweek.com. Thanks, James.